Wow.
Good morning. It is Thursday, April 28th at, let's see, it's like 5:01 in the morning. Thank you for listening to WMFO in Medford, Mass. I'm your host, Natalie Green, of my little, tiny, petite, that it falls over with the slightest gust of wind show. Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. Today I'm excited about this episode, or let's just say I've had a week. I've had a past, 5 to 7 days that are definitely evoking Anyways, I'm gonna play this first song. And it's Pale Green by Veruca Salt.
Maybe try to listen to the words.
Kind of step out of your current perspective and maybe think about how it felt to be singing this song and writing it. So I'm gonna play it, and we'll come back and we'll debrief, see how we feel. Thanks for tuning in.
Blind date with the chancer, we had oysters and dry lancers, and the check when it arrived, we went Dutch, 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 Dutch. A redder shade of neck on a whiter shade of trash, and this emery board is giving me a rash. I'm flat out, you're so beautiful to look at when you cry. Freeze, don't move, you've been chosen.
You just listened to Shady Lane by Pavement and Pale Green by Veruca Salt. Anyways, so I don't know if those evoked common vibes in you, but they kind of did to me this week. Yeah, so my theme for this week, I sound sick and twisted, but my playlist is called Poison Setting In. So it's kind of like, you know, the feeling when the inevitable is coming, I guess. And recently it's felt like a very absorbent, like, not darkness as in bad, but like, you know, darkness as in very noticeable. I guess that's sort of been seeping into reality. But anyways, like, when I was adding songs to the playlist, it was more of an idea I was thinking of like, either these songs could be used in, like, a music video of, like, you know, kind of like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, sort of like similar arc, and yeah, sort of like having something start to be like, why am I so itchy, and then you scratch all of your skin off to get the bugs out, and then once you get the bugs out, they're actually a new state of being. Yeah, so that sort of thing, and then, or it could be a really good, like, interpretive dance that also follows a similar arc. Anyways, that's kind of just what these songs made me think about. More commentary to come, but up next is Mirror in the Bathroom by The English Beat.
To a restaurant that's got glass tables, you can watch yourself.
Oh boy. Sorry, I was sitting back in my chair and thinking about how... thinking about the ideas that, you know, led me to include playing your song by Hole and Mirror in the bathroom in my show today. Playing your song, I feel like I was just watching, like, the words on my silly little Spotify screen. Not sure how much I like them, but the guitar part is really, like, so, and I think that is a part that it's kind of, like, smaller, larger, greater, bigger, well, it goes... it's like the crescendo, it's the arc that I was talking about. Meanwhile, Mirror in the Bathroom, it has a lyric, something about seeping in mental illness or something. Mirror in the Bathroom is a funny, or the English beat, as per recommendation by my uncle. They have a lot of demons in their lyrics, but then it's kind of covered up in this doo 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 doo. That's like really catchy. So kind of epic, kind of deep, kind of like the next couple songs that are playing. So up next is when up.
Yeah.
All right, you just listened to Stockholm Syndrome by Muse and Spun by Babes in Toyland. Yeah, once again, I just think the Stockholm Syndrome guitar part is really captivating. And definitely has surges within it that sort of remind me of, you know, like moments where whatever poison is ingested is like, whoa, whoa, like within the body. And sort of, it reminds me of how responses and hormone cascades are like amplified, you know, throughout the body, and it doesn't always, you know, feel the same from your head to your toes. Anyways, and the Spun by Babes in Toyland is very just like, it reminds me of a spider on a web, and then the spider's coming down off the web, and then once it like drips down with its single like little spider like thread, then it's just spinning around, and then the beat drops, or for lack of a better term, and it's like, and then it like turns into like a human, crazy. Anyways, whoever thought of that idea must be so weird and different from everyone else. But yeah, up next is a great song called Wandering Star, which I definitely see as more of I could see as an interpretive dance, which I think would be really cool. Anyways, here's Wandering Star by Portishead. The blackness, the darkness, forever. Alright, you just listened to Wandering Star by Portishead. And another thing that I wanted to mention was the world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half of the world's population combined. According to Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men own the same as 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 10% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Much to think about here.
Thank you. in the sky. said, it runs down to her family.
All right, you just listened to Sue Is Sane, Monkey Gone to Heaven, My Iron Lung, and Pattern Recognition. Any hoodles, you've been listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. This is your host, Natalie, and you are listening to Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. Up next is... I want to optimize my playing time. But also there's no rush. In life. Just go at your own pace. So I think I'm just going to play the next song, which is Once Upon a Time by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Surrender. time.